I think, I mean, we're talking about blind readers. So, and one of the misconceptions about blind readers is that most people read with Braille. I learned this from Mara, by the way. I didn't learn it on my own. But the important thing is that reading in this context is listening. Now, listening isn't only reading, right? It is one, it's a whole field of techniques, one of which is a technique of reading by listening. But in this context, reading and listening are the same thing. And certainly in the current audiobook context, there's been a lot of talk about that. And there's been research on it. The Danish researcher Iben Hov has done a bunch of scholarship on audiobooks. And I think it's important not to assume, I mean, this is sort of one of the things we are really pushing on is this presumption of visuality as the modality of reading, which, I mean, there's nothing inherently ableist about reading with your eyes rather than your ears. But if you say this is the supreme form of literacy and all other forms of literacy are subordinate to it, very quickly that turns into an ableist logic in the context of blind cultural and technical history. So that's sort of how I sort out the techniques in the piece.
Yeah, I mean, reading is an invented behavior. It's easy to forget that. Reading is an invented behavior, and impairments of reading, whether it's dyslexia or print disability, a whole range of other print disabilities, are prime examples of the social model or the social construction of disability. Of course, not all things fit into that category. And so the stigmatization of talking book reading, which really has happened in both mainstream schools and also certain institutions across the 20th and into the 21st century, is something we want to push against by asking about what different modes of reading there are and might be with new electronic multimodal reading that many of us are constantly doing. I mean, since the 1930s, when talking books were first developed, and again, that's what they were called, they were precursors to what are now called audiobooks, which were commercialized as Matthew Ruberry has beautifully written after World War II. But ever since the beginning of talking book reading, many blind people, not all of them, because blindness is a very diverse category and there's lots of different ways to read when one's blind, but many blind people have been adamant that listening to talking books is a form of reading, just as tactile reading of Braille is a form of reading. And one of the things we point out in the PMLA piece is that reading a talking book by ear isn't the kind of listening that one does when listening to the radio, because you're employing all the kinds of extensive reading techniques that one would do if reading tactily or reading ink print by eye. So people skip ahead several chapters using tonal indexing. People are skimming by speeding up. People reread. It's a particular kind of listening, which is reading by ear. So like we also don't want to conflate all kinds of reading into one thing. I would never say that tactile reading and oral reading and visual reading are the same, but they can still all be reading. So we also wanted to explore the distinctions. And the distinctions are important because honestly, visual ink print reading has set the standards to which other kinds of reading are compared. You know, how much homework is assigned, what the norms for how fast one should read are, how quiet one should be in the classroom. My blind students at NYU often are now reading text to speech, and it makes noise. It makes noise on a phone. It makes noise on any other platform that one is reading through, even if one is wearing headphones. Visual ink print reading also sets standards of cost. Usually, other formats, if one isn't accessing them with accommodations that would allow one to get them free from a publisher, they actually cost more. So we do want to be cognizant of the differences in these kinds of reading and how some modes of reading, namely ink print visual reading, put pressure on the others and on people who read in other ways.